Good morning. I'd like to thank everyone for coming back. It's a nice little Yom Tov hiatus. So today's topic, I think, is an interesting topic. The seven mitzvos b'nei Noach, the seven mitzvos for Gentiles. And the subtitle we want to talk about is also the differences between those mitzvahs they have, the mitzvahs we have, the significance of the Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach to us, which we'll see there is. And, you know, in general, you know, Baruch Hashem, as from Torah observant Jews, we spend a lot of time studying the Torah. I don't know necessarily that we spend a lot of time studying the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Well, you'll say, oh, well, it's in the Torah. Okay, we'll talk about that. The Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, we'll see, might be incorporated with the Torah, but it doesn't mean that a Jew's laws are the same thing as a Gentile's laws. And even though we'll soon see we both might share the same Yisurim, it doesn't mean we share the same halachas. And there's some very interesting nafkaminas that come about between them. Yes?
Is that why this year was not named 606?
Yes. Cute. We have 613 mitzvos, which is 606 more than them, but it might be 613 more than them. We'll see. Now, first, let's go through. You know, that itself is one of the things. You know, what are the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? You know, I did a pop quiz in a share the other day asking people to name the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. We basically got through them, but it's not necessarily something on everyone's fingertips. So, a cute mnemonic to understand this, for the most part, it goes with the Aleph Beis. Starts off Aver Min HaChai. I'll show you in the Gemara the order the Gemara brings. Beis is Berachas Hashem. You can't curse Hashem. Bracha is a nice way to say it. Thirdly, Gilui Arayos. You can't commit adultery, all types of immorality. Fourthly, this throws you off a little bit. There are two gimels. Geneva is also an Isser by them, just as us. Dalid stands for Dinim. They have to set up courts. He stands for Herod. They can't kill. So the first six you get in the first five letters of the Aleph Beis to remember. The final one, just Avodah Zarah. They can't worship other gods. Okay? So if you know the first five letters of the Aleph Beis, you know that there's an extra one in there. Avodah Zarah is pretty one of the most basic concepts. Those are the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Now let's go through the Gemara that spells this out. And it's interesting. The Gemara learns all of it from a pasuk in last week's Parsha. Parsha's Bereishis. The Gemara says, Manan Emili, where do we know that Gentiles are chayiv in seven mitzvos? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Kra, the pasuk says, right, this is on your sheets, says, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al ha'adam, lemur, miko eitz agan ochel tolcha. The simple pasuk you read in Chumash, Hashem commanded Adam Rishon, from all the trees of the gan, ochel tolcha, you should definitely eat. Doesn't sound like there's so much inside this pasuk. Sounds pretty simple. You can eat from all the trees. The Gemara darshins kamat every single word of this pasuk to teach us important halachas, at least for Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Vayitzav, Hashem commands us. Elo hadinim, these are the concept of setting up laws, setting up a system of law. The Chenu Omer brings a pasuk to support this. Ki idatav manashe yitzav ezbanav esbeso acharav. Says by Avram Avinu, Hashem said, I know he's going to charge his children afterwards, and that is referring to setting up laws. So too here, when Hashem commanded, you learn from the pasuk Vayitzav, that we have to set up dinim. The next word, Hashem, Zuberchas Hashem. You can't curse Hashem. V'cheinu omer v'nokav shem Hashem mos yimas. Elokim. What I learned for the Lashon Elokim. Zuvos kochavim. You can't do avodah zarah. V'cheinu omer l'yir l'cha Elohim acherim. Shouldn't have other gods. So I see I could use the word Hashem Elokim. I could use the word, Elokim, to teach me avodah zarah. The next word, Al Ha'adam. Zu shvichas damim. Those words teach us you can't kill. V'cheinu omer shofich dam ha'adam ba'adam mos yimas. You see, the word ha'adam is used to talk about misa, so therefore that's in this pasuk is also talking about misa. We've got four down, lemar, saying, right? Sounds like a pretty power of word. We learn from there, zu gilai arayos. You cannot commit adultery, any immorality. V'cheinu omer lemar, if you send away your wife and she goes with another man, you can't take her back. So that's immorality. So to lamer in this pasuk is immorality. And finally, mikol eitz hagan, from all the trees in the garden one can eat, v'lo gezel, but not from gezel. Achol tochel v'lo eiver menachai. You should definitely eat, but not eiver menachai. So they take, the Gemara takes ostensibly a simple pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, and they learn out from every single word in the pasuk these seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Yes?
So why was it attributed to Noach if Adam had
seven mitzvahs? Oh, so we'll see in the Rambam in a moment. Rambam will give us more of the historical background. In fact, maybe I'll do that first, since you bring it up. If you look on the left side of your sheets, the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes, Pasuk Halacha Aleph, writes, Al Shisha Dvarim Nitzava Adam Arishon. Really, on six mitzvos, Adam Arishon, not Noach, predating him. There are six mitzvos that Adam Arishon was. Come in. Did this get someone else? I want to pass this. There might be a few extra marmakomas. It says that on six things, Adam Arishon was commanded, Al Avodah Zarah, Al Birchas Hashem, Al Shvichas Damim, Al Gilai Arayos, Al Gezel, Al Dinim. Which one is he missing? He's missing Avodah Zarah. But he's missing, Eiver Menachai. I'll see that in a second. But the Rambam writes, right? Afal pi shekulin kabbalah heim biyadeinu Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though all these are kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu, we have all these mitzvos. Hadas notin lahem mechal divrei Torah. First of all, hadas notin lahem. These are all logical mitzvos. These are all mitzvos that sichlius, that a person shall understand by himself, even if a guy is not taught these ideas. You should understand, a society needs these seven things to function. This is what the Rambam writes. Michal divrei Torah, yira, shal elon nitzavu. These are part of Torah that a person is commanded. Hosef Noach eiver menachai. In this past week's parasha, after Noach emerged from the teva, then they added a seventh mitzvah of eiver menachai. Shnimer ach pasur benafsho damo lo socheilu. Nimsa Sheva Mitzvos. It comes out he has seven mitzvos. So you're correct. Really, Noach, takes all the credit. Seven mitzvos b'nei Noach really precedes him. There are really six mitzvos b'nei Adam. The moment Adam was created, according to the Rambam, there are six mitzvos. And there's other day in the Gemara that Adam Arishon was on the mitzvah on Avodah Zarah. But the Rambam's taking the position, no, Adam had six mitzvahs. But but the seventh one, the cherry on the top, that was given to Noach, and he gets the name for it. And just to see the evolution of mitzvahs, it looks very interesting, the way the Rambam sets it up. V'chein ha'yidavah b'chol olam, and the world had seven mitzvahs, ad Avraham, until Avram Avinu came along. Nitzavu Yosar Eilu B'Mila. Avram Avinu additionally had the mitzvah of Mila. V'hayim Mespal Shachris. And he also daven Shachris. It's very interesting why the Rambam throws in Shachris. Okay. Rambam Pshita, Tefillah might be Daraisa. The Yitzchak Hifrish Meiser. Yitzchak did Meiser. V'osif Tefillah Acheretz Lifnos Hayom. And he did Mincha. There are the Ravid complains that maybe Avram Avinu really first did Meiser. Okay. Yaakov Osef Gid Anasha. Yaakov also, after the fourth of Malach, there was the mitzvah of Gid Anasha. And he added Meiriv. Uvim Mitzrayim Nitzavu Amram B'mitzvah Siseros. Rambam puts in a vague clause that in Mitzrayim, Amram, who is the leader, Moshe Rabbeinu's father, got additional mitzvahs. Doesn't say how many. Doesn't say what they were. Atshaba Moshe Rabbeinu V'nishma Torah Al Yada. Until Moshe Rabbeinu came, and then we got all the rest of the mitzvahs to add up to 613. So that is the Rambam's perspective, his evolution of how mitzvahs came about from Adam to Noach through the ages, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Amram, and finally Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes. Yeah, so it's interesting. You know, the Gemara is darshaning a pasuk by Adam Rishon, but yet the clear tzivoy wasn't given until Noah emerged from the Teva. So it's tricky. I don't think there is a daya that says Adam got all seven. Not sure. No, there is definitely a sheet that Adam Rishon only got one. The Rambam saying he only got six. But I don't know that there's seven. Now, even within these seven, these are broad categories. For example, stealing, geneva, doesn't only mean stealing. It's really all forms of damages involving two parties. That's included in geneva. Dinim, setting up a law, is obviously also a broader system. You set up laws, but if you have no one to enforce the laws, what's the point of the laws? So part of the Department of Justice has to be a solid police force, shoftim, shotrim, right? We're going to get to that very soon. So, right, so you have to believe in one God. That's one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. An atheist would be violating that. You can't curse Hashem. Berachas Hashem, you can't commit immorality. Now, included in immorality, right, how's it work? Goyim don't have, they don't get under chuppah and do kiddushin. But Chazal say, that the Gemara's talk about too, is even just a strong relationship between two people of the opposite gender. That's in the concept of yichud. Not the Isser Yichud, but a concept of a relationship, which would then mean it will be also for someone else to take that person's wife. That'll be adulterous. Killing, pretty obvious, but we'll talk about some practical cases. Yeah, Pashup Shat, any type of killing of another person. Again, these are all logical dinim that we need to have in society. If you didn't have it, then it'll just be man eat man, and people will just be killing each other, stealing from each other, abusing, and all these things are therefore logical dinim, which even if a guy never went to yeshiva, never went to parochial school, right? But every guy is expected to keep these. We'll get to later, is this something that as Jewish people, do we push this? Is this something we try to teach the Goyim, the seven mitzvot of Noach? We'll definitely touch on that. Now that we have the background, the seven mitzvot of Noach, you see the Gemara, you see the Rambam, I'd like to go through some differences between them. And for that, let's first go to Halacha Tes and Yud. I'm jumping a little bit. It's on the sheets, number Dalid. Ben Noah Chayiv al Gezel. Right? A guy is Chayiv for Gezel. Bein Shegozel Goy, Bein Shegozel Yisrael. Whether he stole from another Gentile, whether he stole from a Jew. Right? Catch a guy stealing your bike. They're Chayiv. Ve'echad HaGozel, HaGoniv Mamon, HaGoniv Nefesh, the kidnap. HaKovic Shekhar Sochuk, Yotze Bezeh, hold back wages. If you'll pull Shalachal, Shalom Shos Malacha. Or a worker who takes too much extra coffee from the boss. Alakohu chayiv, varehu bechval gezel. All these are gezel and the chayiv for. Masha inkim b'Yisrael. Not necessarily all this a Jew is chayiv for. We'll see soon. V'chein chayiv al pachas mishova pruta. You're even chayiv by a guy for stealing less than a shova pruta. One of the most basic halachas we know is the monetary system doesn't begin until something's worth a shovel pruta. It's got to have some value. By Goyim, it's not so. Geneva would apply even less than a shovel pruta. Uben Noach shegazel pachas mishovel pruta, ubaach of a gazel mimenu, shneim neragim aleha. Let me tell this over clearer. Right? To be careful. I don't know who might see this on the internet. I'm just reading over the Rambam. It's not me. But Maimonides is writing, right? The halachas are that if he transgress, if a guy would transgress any one of the seven mitzvos, that itself is chayiv misa. I'm not saying a Jewish court is going to put him to death. But in terms of severity of these seven mitzvos, they all come with the same price tag. Whether you commit immorality or if you steal less than a pruta. That's where the Rambam's writing is halacha. Halacha is your chayiv misa. We know in the Jewish system, we have a scale. Yeah, you commit adultery, edim asra. Yeah, you're chayiv misa. Stealing? Let alone stealing a measly amount? But by a Gentile, halacha is your chayiv misa. Rabbi, why is that? I'll show you in a moment. V'chein chayiv al eiver min achai. One's also chayiv for eating the limbs of a live animal. Val basar min achai, b'chol shehu, or any amount of meat. It doesn't have to be a full limb. Any meat, the Rambam paskins are both the same. Why? Here the Rambam explains. Very important. Nitna Hashirim El Yisrael Bilvad. Very interesting idea. The whole concept that we have of Shirim, right? Not halacha Shirim, means however you're measuring how big matzah to eat on Pesach. People measure if they need to eat, drink on Yom Kippur, a schnapps cup. Right? Judaism is all about measurements. Measurements, measurements, measurements. Measurements are halacha l'moshe misina. Measurements are not innately logical dinim. They're the small print, which was not even in the print. It was given over verbally to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai. That, by definition, means it's a Jewish law. So the whole concept of shiurim, of amounts, is only by us. So if a guy steals less than a pachas mishon pruta, he's chayiv. Even the scale, perhaps, of how come there are different punishments. Look, Goyim don't have scales, don't have measurements. They could steal pachas mishova pruta, they're chayiv misa. They could eat less than the kazayas, they're chayiv misa. That is a major, major difference between the halachas of Zion mitzvot, B'nei Noach, and our mitzvot. And it gives us, you know, quite a bit. You know, we do say, there's a whole sugya, talk about chatzi shir asur min haTorah, or machlokas, is it asur min haTorah or not? You know, practically we say, on Yom Kippur, don't start eating less than a, you know, like a shir. Because even that, we're afraid that might come to, you eat, some of these, what is it? It used to be potato chip company, used to say, I bet you can't just eat one. Lay's potato chips. Right? So we hold of that idea too. You can't even go less than the share. That's also aser. But you're not chayiv misa on that. You know, we have shirim. By the goyim, there's no shirim. It's halachah l'moshe b'Sinai. It's only to us, not them. Therefore, they can be chayiv misa if even the smallest things. Now, sound good? At least good for us? Now I'd like to ask an interesting question. What would you say about when is a guy chayiv in mitzvos? At what age? At what age is a Gentile chayiv in the seven mitzvos? Yes?
Probably when they're old enough to understand.
Okay. We take one opinion. I can at least get two more.
20.
You say 20. They could do gender switches earlier, but...
That's what they do, right? Rabbi.
I'll get to that in a moment. Huh? 18. You want to pick the voting age? What do you say? What age?
The day they're born.
Huh? The day they're born. Why do you say that? Okay, I will not repeat that answer for the cameras. But, so I'll tell you. Let's start the simple way. I found it's a three-way machlokes achronim. There are three deos that I found in the achronim. When do goyim begin to be chayiv in zayin mitzvos? So the Chalkus Yoav, who's an achron, says 13 for boys, 12 for girls, the same as Jews, same standards we have, they have the same standards. There is an opinion of the Minchas Chenoch that dips below that. He says no, especially the understanding the way we said it, that these are logical mitzvos, so as soon as the person has das, Minchas Chenoch will be arguing with you, as soon as the person has das, he's chayiv those mitzvos. So therefore, below 13, as long as a person has some understanding, a 10-year-old, he'd be chayiv in these seven mitzvos. But the biggest chiddush is a sheet of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, like was said in the back, from the moment the child is born. The moment a Gentile child is born, he is chayiv in zayin mitzvos b'nei noach. Okay, obviously some of them he can't do as a baby. But even before he hits, you know, any type of, you know, maturity, there already is a responsibility of zayin mitzvos. I remember, unfortunately, you know, I was in third grade, there was a kid stealing things. Well, we'll see soon, we don't necessarily hold of juveniles, you know. Juveniles, we go easy on them. You know, if you steal something as an 8-year-old, 9-year-old, there's repercussions. Now, how do you understand this machlokas? Three little machlokas. Chalkus Yov says, the same as us. Menachas Chenech says, okay, maybe a little earlier if he has das. Chassam Sofer is ready to say, as soon as he's born, he's chayiv in mitzvos. How do you understand this machlokas? Probably never heard of that before. Right? Before I even made you think about it, did you ever think that a guy is chayiv in mitzvos the moment he's born? I assume not. So how do you understand that? What's the reasoning, what's the rationale why the moment the guy is born he should be chayiv in mitzvos? So I believe they say, very interestingly, based on the last topic we just brought up from the Rambam, how do you view age? Is age just another number? I know that people's ages, they now say that. Age is just a number, right?
No, only old people.
Right. But if age is just a number, what that really means is age is a measurement. Just like a kezayis is a measurement, and a kebeya, and the mill. All these shiurim, which we say that a Jew is chayiv on from halacha l'moshe b'Sinai, but we said, goyim, the Rambam writes, do not have shiurim. They don't have measurements. So age is also a measurement. You're going to say you're only chayiv in mitzvos from the time you turn 13? No. That's a shir. Goyim don't have shirim. Goyim don't have measurements. So therefore, the moment a Gentile is born, he has these responsibilities. That's one perspective. What's the other perspective? There's a difference between age and measuring a kezias, measuring a kebaya, all these things. There's a difference. Those are measurements. But when a person matures, I would use the phrase, it's panim chadashos ba'olakan. Rachnil, you're a different person. When people grow, right, it's not just, it's a different measurement. You're bigger than before. Maybe by animals we say that. But by people, there's a maturity, there's a progression, there's a growth. That's a different thing than just a measurement. So granted, Goyim don't have measurements, but they have standards. We could say, okay, you have to be a Bar Das. You have to be a 13-year-old. There's another Madrega of a Bar Das. It's a certain physical maturity. It's Hevi Shtei Saros. So that seems like the Machlokas Achronim. How do you understand age? Is age just a measurement, which then Goyim wouldn't have that? Chassam Sofer argues. Or is age something different than a measurement? Age is growth. You're a different person. Age is more than just the number of measurement. You're a different person. Right? The Gemara talks about even a Gentile who's older, the Gemara talks about that some of Meroim would stand up for them. Right? The same idea of giving kavod to an older person, Zakan Hashmai, even an older person they would stand up for. Because as you go through life, you have different experiences, and you grow. And that's worthy of respect, the Gemara over there says in Kedushin. Yes?
So, according to this second opinion, would there be such a concept as a tinoch nishpach?
No. Right. By Goyim?
By Goyim.
No. Right?
So, you don't know too bad.
Right. I think even before, you know, once the Rambam writes that the Zayin mitzvos are sichlius, or they're logical, so. Yeah, you'll tell me, this guy's an atheist. Okay, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman already talked about this. To believe in God, that is logical. How you explain the big world. Unfortunately, people have negias. They have personal biases and excuses and reasons why they don't want to do that. But believing in God, believing in morality, believing in societal, you can't steal, you have to set up courts. That's logical. Defund the police is not logical. We'll get there.
By parents, it would be logical to educate the child.
Right.
But the child himself, how would you hold him culpable at 5 years old?
Yeah, no, okay, so, in Achanam, there, you're right. I don't know practically, you know, there are also 5 years old can't necessarily control things. You know, that's where it's a little tricky. The Chassam Sofer does seem to say he would say it even before he's, let's say, a Ben Das of 10. But, yeah, there are certain things. You're right. Maybe the parents would have to watch there. I don't know. But that's Shirim, and that's this another area of Gadlus, of when does he become responsible in mitzvahs. There's another interesting halacha. If you go back to halacha Dalet, number Gimel on your sheets, another Rambam. I put a lot of Rambams on the sheet because I didn't find the Shulchan Aruch Monachri on the shelf. So the Rambam writes, Ben Noach Shaharig Nefesh Afilu Uber B'me'imo, a Ben Noach, this is black and white, who kills a child, even an embryo in the mother's womb. Nerag Alav. Black and white. You commit abortion right over here. That's a chi of misa. A doctor who commits an abortion, the Rambam writes black and white. It's a tosos. Nintes in Sanhedrin. Yes, we'll see.
Okay.
Yes. If a Gentile doctor commits abortion, the halacha is neragalov. It's befeirish black and white Rambam. V'chinim harik trefa, or if he kills someone who's about to die. Right?
Mercy killing.
Ol kishakafsu v'nasnu v'nei ari, or another case. I didn't kill him. I just tied him up and put him in the path of a lion. So I tied him up and he died of starvation. Those, right? Ho vehemis mekomakom narag. Vehenim harag rodev shiachal atzil b'achamei yavarav. If you kill someone pursuing you where you could have just shot him in the leg, naragalav. We also don't condone police extra violence. Masha ain't king be Israel. All these cases, halacha would be that a Jew would not be chayav for them. If a Jew, big rama, kills somebody, he ties him up, and the guy dies from starvation, you're responsible. But you're not chayav misa for that. That's a grama. Grama is chayav bidei shemayim. But Bezin can't take him to task. Bezin only has the power to take to task a Jew where it's a direct act of killing, even the direct act of damage. But by Gentiles are chayiv for grummas. We learn all the time in yeshiva about grumma. Grummas, Gentiles will be chayiv on. Some of that means to be chayiv for hezek ria and all the second parak stuff, lo yasper, gaim will be chayiv on that straight up. But more than that, the case of abortion, which obviously has been a big, big topic, And I'll just talk about it for a moment here. Really could deserve its own share, especially in lieu of where the world is going with this. But there's a major nafkamina here between a Jew and a guy. A Jew who, let's say a Jewish doctor who would do an abortion, that's not something which is chayv misa for. It's wrong. It's echa meivara. But that's not a chiyuv misa. It's only considered killing by goyim because of these laws. Because goyim's standard of killing is a different standard than by us. But by a Gentile, if a Gentile would do abortion, Rambam's writing a chiyuv misa. Yes?
With an election coming up very soon, and early voting's already open, is there any chiyuv on a person vote for someone who says they're pro-life or not vote for someone who says the opposite?
Okay, so I put myself in this situation. I guess I have to answer your question. It's, you know, voting is always a complicated topic because there's so many issues across the board. And really, really the issue is more directed if you would ask me if I am a chief executive in... if I'm running for office and the position that I hold is a position which I'm signing off on these laws, that's where these issues really come up more. Voting, there's 10 issues. You know, there's 20 issues. There's so many different aspects. How's the candidate in terms of, you know, general society, crime, this, Israel, abortions. There have been rabbis through the ages who would say this is a one-issue thing. And pro-life, you have to vote pro-life. You can't vote for Democrats or people that are, right, a pro-choice.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are different opinions amongst the Gedolim on that. Most don't say it's a one vote for these things. But the real Shilohs come up. And my father-in-law told me someone once came to him with a Shiloh where he became mayor of a little town, I think in Long Island somewhere. And yeah, there were all different types of laws, whether it was abortion laws, whether it was gay rights. And I remember my father wasn't sure. I mean, I think he sent him to David Feinstein. So that's how, what to deal with it. If you're signing off on things, it's very not posh. There's a whole story, what was it? The clerk, right? I think of Miss Kim Davis or something.
Loose in,
right? Somewhere in middle America, Kentucky.
Yeah,
right, when they passed a, you know, same gender law to allow marriages. So she was the county clerk. She refused to sign that. And I saw that the Rav from Brooklyn, Rav David Cohn, said that, yeah, L'chara, she, you know, the big Kiddush Hashem, which she's supposed to do, that is the right thing to do. She risked, she lost her job because she wouldn't do that. And, right, for you to sign on to such a thing, really this gets involved, the whole concept of Hanifa, is really, if I personally, if you know this is the right thing to do, but you're just going to go the other way because of government, because of your job, that might be included in Isser Hanifa. The Rabbeinu Yonah Rishon writes, you know, you have to be chai for that. Very, very much so. Yes. Yes. Now, let me. I'll get back to you in a second. As the clock is ticking, I want to get to just a few more topics to finish off. Now, there's, besides what was just brought up, this discussion about a person taking a political position and he has to sign off on these things, that would be an issue. These things apply to us even if we're not involved. We don't have a position in government. But you work for a boss. You're an accountant. And my boss wants to cheat. He wants to fudge the numbers. So, or alternatively, again, you work in the medical field. And, you know, there are certain things, you know, obviously abortion would be one issue, but other elements, mercy killings we could get involved with. And the halacha is, there's an isser of lifnei iver. The same way I can't do something which enable a Jew to transgress an isser, right? One practical thing. I can't tell a Jew, drive to my house on Shabbos and come eat a Friday night suda by me. You can't tell them to do that. That would be lifnei iver. Similarly, maybe less than that, but similarly, you can't do that to a Gentile. You can't set up, enable a Gentile to do an Avera. If it's going to do it anyway, that's different. But for you to enable somebody to do an Avera, it doesn't just apply to a Jew doing an Avera. A Gentile doing any one of these seven mitzvahs, that'll be also. So you can't help, you know, a Gentile steal. You can't help him medically for an abortion or for an assisted killing. These are all not poshut things. Yes.
You're saying that a Jew can't do that to a goy.
Right.
A goy couldn't do that to another goy either.
Correct. Yeah.
One goy couldn't, a goyish doctor couldn't tell a goyish nurse to pull blood.
Yeah, l'chora not. L'chora goyim are mitzvah on lifnei iver. I saw an interesting shaila the other way. What about, let's say, you know, the difference between a Jew and a goy, right? By goyim, it's flat out ritzicha to do abortion. So there's no movement, there's no heterim on ritzicha, you know. But by a Jew, since it's not ritzicha, there are cases, you know, if the baby's going to endanger the mother, that's a heter for abortion. There might be a couple other cases. This is all part of the whole debate about abortion. But within the Jewish world, there are circumstances where abortion might be okay. Could a Gentile perform that abortion? For him, it's aser, it's a chiv misa. But for the Jew, it's okay. So that's an interesting shot. I just heard someone ask a posik that, and the posik wasn't sure what to answer. So I just want to end off with one interesting topic. And I'll say this quickly and carefully, I hope. What about pushing? You know, so we learned today so many interesting halachas, seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, but with those seven mitzvahs, like all Torah, there's Torah on those seven mitzvahs. And there are halachic nafkaminas, you know, seven mitzvahs and our 613 mitzvahs. And so is this something we should push? We should educate. You know, there's a big world out there. There's an internet. I could give it a share. Harvey, maybe we should send it out to the, you know, to the world, this video. So in the Chabad world, the Rebbe was into that, talked about it quite a bit. And you find today that Chabad is not really the only group within Orthodox Judaism that does push Zayin Mitzvotei Noach, education about it amongst Goyim. All the other Gedolim were against this. In fact, I found here, this is the notes of Ramosha's grandson, his right-hand man. Someone asked this shaila to Ramosha 15 years ago. It says in the bottom, the Ramosha emphatically said, absolutely not. We not do this by the Goyim. In general, we should always have a low profile. Don't get involved in what they're doing, what they're not doing. And then he writes, "Uvachal davar zeh humi melachas haMashiach." Where do you find these halachas of Bnei Noach? Right, it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. You find them in Hilchas Malachim. So Moshe says, "Is this something from Melachah Mashiach?" Umisha maskal lezasek b'davar kazeh yochem malacha zu legorim lahotzi me'adarech. Look, this is not for you. This is for, you know, Melachah Mashiach. You're going to get involved in this. It could cause you, or Moshe says, it's going to go off. He's quite strong about this. V'shumparm hirgish rabbeinu, shkoh adetas yishul ha-mashiach. You're not changing the world. The world's going to be the same until Mashiach. I'll read you the next word. Hey, hey, yud, pei, yud, mem. You know what that stands for? It's not a Rashi Tevis. It's a word. The bottom line. Hippies, Gam Game Yeshua B.S. Mashiach. Moshe's lashon was, even the crazy hippies, they'll be here at the Mashiach. They might change their name to woke, but they'll still be here Adi Moshe Mashiach. Moshe says, you're not going to change the world. You know, they're going to do crazy things. They'll do crazy things. But Lemaisa, for us to know the nafkaminas of what these seven mitzvahs are and how it affects us and our understanding, that's important to know, and I hope today we got a better idea of that. Thank you very much, everyone, for coming. Have a wonderful week.